what is up? They had a beautiful ceremony at Dodger Stadium to hand out the rings today. They had a lot of the players' favorite players come on and actually introduce them. John Smoltz was there. A-Rod was there. Ichiro was there. All on video pieces. Really, really cool, well-produced thing. Congratulations to the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Lakers did something similar when they got their rings. They had different healthcare workers or different people from their family.
Right.
Like, and they surprised the Lakers with it. And it's, you know, especially in a pandemic, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. One nugget that has just come across is that the Dodgers have placed Cody Bellinger on the IL with the calf injury. So they thought he might dodge the injured list because of the calf injury, but now he's going to be on the 10-day. So,
all right, we've reached a more – we need a moratorium on calf injuries. Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma,
too
and
many.
Now Cody Bellinger. Come on.
The thing
enough.
About calf injuries is they suggest that they could be worse, right?
Right.
That's what makes us nervous about calf injuries, because still the word that strikes fear into everybody's heart is Achilles, right? That's
right.
The ultimate awful sports injury that you can get. So, yeah, but Cody Bellinger's out. You're right. Everybody's got – by the way, Lakers, very – I thought – played really, really well, hung in there, got within six with like 29 seconds left. Big night for KCP. I thought just generally big night for Andre Drummond. I thought they played really hard and were in that game the entire way.
Here's my take. It was one of my favorite games of the year. They played really, really well. I know they didn't win, but here was my takeaway. Man, when they get Drummond, LeBron, and AD on the court all at once, it is going to be fun.
Yep.
I mean, Drummond just takes up the – I mean, he basically owns the paint.
Yeah, he's just a machine out there, rebounding and blocking shots. And
so with the three of them, I'm very anxious to see how it's all going to work. As long as they can get everybody healthy, I think I feel as good after watching the way Drummond played last night. I feel as good about the Lakers as I have all year. But the big if is, if and when do we get those guys back?
Sure.
You know, Brooklyn is coming up tomorrow night. And people still think that's a preview of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, no Harden, but yes on Durant.
Right. And Durant was great the other night. So
yeah.
The Lakers just need to weather the storm, but it looks like Drummond's going to be really good.
That's great. That's great. Meanwhile, yesterday during the Dodgers game earlier this week in Oakland.
Yeah.
There was a baseball when Trevor Bauer was pitching that was removed for inspection in the first inning. Now, Trevor Bauer has been very vocal in talking about other players on other teams and foreign substances that might be used to increase the spin rate on baseballs, specifically the Houston Astros with Gerrit Cole and with Justin Verlander and with Charlie Morton and those guys down there. And he specifically called them out as a team, saying they got something going on. Now, a ball is removed from the game when Trevor Bauer is pitching the other day. And I want to go back, John, if I can, to what Trevor Bauer said a couple of weeks ago when this new rule in baseball passed, that they were going to inspect baseballs and that they were going to pull baseballs from a game if they felt there was something not right about them. Here's what Trevor Bauer said about it then.
Since it's only illegal for pitchers to have foreign substance on their person, on their body, whatever, it's not illegal for a catcher to have it on his shin guards or his chest protector, as we've seen. It's not illegal for a third baseman to have it on his glove or a center fielder to have it on his glove. So far as I am aware, potentially a rule change or there's some language, but as far as I know the rules of baseball, it is legal for those players to have stuff on their glove. So my question is, if I throw a pitch and it gets thrown out and tested and then has a foreign substance on it, how do they know that it came from me and not from the catcher's glove or from the third baseman's glove or on a foul ball? What if it happened to hit the handle of a bat where a hitter has pine tar or whatever other substance he wants, which is completely legal so long as it doesn't go too far up the bat? How are they going to tell that that was me and fault me for using a foreign substance when it could have come from any host of other places that are all legal?
Now, I can just tell you, having been around baseball, and I understand, you know, everybody's got substances out there. The third baseman doesn't load up the baseball. The center fielder doesn't load up the baseball. The catcher doesn't load up the baseball. It's the pitcher that loads up the baseball if there is something going on. It almost sounds like he's building an alibi into his approach?
First of all, I disagree with you. I lived with a UCLA baseball player, and he got warned early in the season, pitcher, and he got warned early in the season about stuff like this.
Right.
And so they had other players mark up the ball. It's been going on for years. So
you're saying Trevor Bauer is right that other players on the Dodgers are marking up the baseball for him?
I don't know if they are or not. And here's my problem with whoever leaked this. Is Trevor Bauer the only guy that's being investigated?
Don't know. Don't know if other baseballs have been inspected around the league.
It doesn't seem like a very, like a very good way of doing this. Every time someone is basically accused, we're going to learn about it. Like before we even got the results of it, I always assume, Gaylord Perry's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You ever read the book Me and the Spitter? I mean, it's really funny. This has been going on in baseball forever. If they want to decide, all of a sudden we're going to crack down on it now, fine.
But wait a minute. What's wrong with the rule that baseballs, if they're suspected of having an improper substance on them, that they can be taken out of the game and inspected?
They've never enforced it until this year.
No, this year, this is a brand new rule.
Right.
This is baseball's mission. That's what Trevor Bauer was reacting to. He was reacting to the brand new rule that was installed this year.
Right. So if that's a rule, now we're going to hear about it every time someone's even investigated?
Don't know.
He claimed that's not the case and that he's being targeted unfairly.
Yes, yes. So
that's what his tweets from last night said.
Here are his tweets from last night. LOL, always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines from national gossip bloggers to translate fake journalists speak for y'all. It's unclear whether I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. Wonder where the articles are about balls from every other pitcher being taken out of play, literally every other game this season are. Also, LOL to MLB, who already have sources talking to gossip bloggers about a supposedly confidential process a week into the season. Thumbs up, y'all. Keep killing it.
Right. I think he's got a point there. Like, why do we know about this? Has Garrett Cole had ball? He's been accused of this for years.
We don't know.
Right.
This is the only case that we know of. This is the only, and there's no question that he is being, to some degree, because he called everybody out in baseball already on this.
Right.
If he's living in a glass house, he's got problems. In other words, if he's accusing everybody else of doing it and he's actually doing it, that's unbelievably dishonest and has no integrity whatsoever. Don't you agree?
I don't know. Is everybody doing it or not?
He has called out everybody. There's a brand new rule in baseball. We don't know if everybody's doing it, but we know that Bauer had a ball or several balls removed from that game to be checked.
Right. So I think that baseball may have underestimated how many pitchers try and take advantage of this stuff. This is a lot like the footballs with the inflated footballs, how people used to doctor the footballs to get them just right. And then all of a sudden one year they decided to crack down.
Except
on
I remember there was a big bust this last year about one guy. It wasn't a bust. It wasn't criminal activity, but a guy that was making the sort of goop that people that pitchers were using around the league.
He was an Angels clubhouse guy.
Angels clubhouse guy was making the special goop that will increase your spin rate. Here's what I'll say, and there's no question that Trevor Bauer is singled out, and it's clear why, because he called everybody else out in Major League Baseball, so I understand why. I don't think it's fair, but I understand why he'd be singled out. But if Trevor Bauer is shown to have cheated here, well, screw him. What if Trevor Bauer has been shown to have cheated, John?
Mm-hmm.
As a Dodger fan, how do you feel about it?
That I wonder why. I mean, I will still root for him. I'll still cheer for him. Well, he's one of us now.
Our high ground is that we didn't cheat. We're not the Astros. If all of a sudden we've got a guy that's cheating, I find it to be offensive. I find it to be completely uncool.
So what are you going to do on you're a Dodger fan. What are you going to do on the nights where Trevor Bauer pitches? Root against him?
No, you're going to root for him to pitch well, but you're just not going to like him. You're not going to like him personally. He doesn't fit our integrity. I mean, we've made the last couple of years have been
really
all about.
Naive? You don't think anybody in the Dodgers has ever cut corners?
Oh, no. There's a difference between cutting corners and actually breaking a rule.
Right. I think there's 50 to 70 pitchers in baseball who are breaking this rule.
Yeah, but we only know, and by the way, I should say, we don't even know about one of them. We know that there were baseballs inspected by Major League Baseball. We do not know if that turned up any substance that would increase the spin of the baseball. I want to be above that as a Dodger fan. I want to be above that. I don't want one of our guys to have been a cheater, because then we lose the ability to say, look at Houston and what they did in 2017.
Really,
they stole our World Series.
Are you really this naive?
What do you mean this naive?
Okay. Mookie Betts was on the Red Sox the year Alex Cora managed them to the World Series, the
correct
year after he had the Astros cheating scandal. And then when the Red Sox and Yankees were playing in London, Cora basically came out and said, both teams are cheating. And you don't, so Mookie Betts comes to the Dodgers and you just assume he never did anything wrong?
No.
I mean, I can't believe you're this dense.
No.
Mookie Betts was in on some of that stuff.
Well, I don't know. By the way, the Red Sox one is much less fleshed out than the Astros one. The Astros one, everybody involved, all that stuff. There was an Apple Watch that was being worn by Alex Cora, and nobody knows exactly how that went down. There were no penalties weren't nearly as severe because the cheating was not nearly as systematic.
Or they wanted it to go away and didn't think baseball could tolerate two scandals.
Yeah, see, I just think they didn't tag the Astros, or they didn't tag the Red Sox, because they couldn't put a finger on it the way they did with the Astros. The Astros, it was obvious with the banging of the trash cans. No, I am completely opposed to pitchers using junk, using whatever you want to call it, goop, to increase their spin rate. And if you get caught, you get caught. Now, the thing about Trevor Bauer is, whereas nobody else really brought this up, right? The guy that brought up the using of the goop was Trevor Bauer. Nobody else was really talking about it. Like, that's where I got my whole Trevor Bauer is where I got my whole attitude about the Astros pitching staff, because he was so informative about it. Now, if you're the guy that blows the whistle, and if you are living in a glass house, that hypocrisy is what looks bad. It's the hypocrisy of it. After you call everybody out for it and you get busted doing it, completely uncool. There's no integrity in that.
Okay, so I'm looking at Mookie Betts' numbers the year he won the MVP, which was the year they won the World Series,
correct,
and Alex Cora was his manager.
Yes.
He hit .346, all right? The year before, he hit .264, and the year after, he hit .295. His slugging percentage was .640, 100 points higher than any other year. His OPS was 1,078.
Yep.
You don't think he had any advantages?
Well, I just don't know.
If you found out, you would stop rooting for him?
I would think differently of him. I would absolutely think differently of him. If I felt like he was getting the kind of direct help that, for example, Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa and Alex Bregman and who's the guy that went up to Toronto, Charlie Morton? No, he went to Atlanta.
George Springer?
George Springer, that's what I was going for, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, it's laid out in a really specific document how those guys benefited from it.
Right.
That doesn't exist for the Red Sox
after their
report.
You think Alex Cora cheated the entire year with the Astros, got his first managerial job in Boston, and didn't cheat at all, took none of the stuff.
No, he had an Apple Watch, but we don't know what he did with it.
Right, so you don't think that helped any of his hitters, and in this case, his best hitter?
The only thing I have is the baseball investigation, right?
Okay.
That's all I've got to go by is the baseball investigation. The Astros one, I can read it detail by detail, exactly who started it, where it went, who ran it, who was involved in it, who threw a fit because they were doing it, A.J. Hinch, and why they kept doing it all along. I don't have that information on the Red Sox, so I am –
You sound like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. Here's the facts. Most guys in baseball are trying to get an edge. If Trevor Bauer got caught, he should be suspended or punished. And when he does, I'll welcome him back to the Dodgers and hope he's smart enough not to do it anymore. For you to pass judgment on these guys, he's a cheater, he's not a cheater. How do you know?
Well, at this point, we don't. Again, I want to emphasize, there was a baseball or multiple baseballs taken out of Trevor Bauer's last start. It's not been reported that there was any foreign substance on those baseballs. The difference, John, here is I'll tell you what the difference is. Plus 877-710-ESPN. You can jump in on this. Chris Rose is going to join us from the Chris Rose Rotation podcast. We'll get his take on it too coming up. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Dodgers are underway now. Their home opener, scoreless, top one. It is on the mound for, it's Joe Ross on the mound for the Washington Nationals. And for the Dodgers, we're throwing Walker Buehler. And joining us right now is a great, great baseball guy. He's got the Chris Rose Rotation podcast. Chris Rose is online. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
Good, Mace. What's going on?
Hey, Chris, jump right into this argument we're having. Mason feels that if Trevor Bauer is guilty of what these reports accuse him of being, that Mason's had it with him. He'll think less of him. He doesn't want him on the Dodgers, and he thinks it's not cool. I think that there are pitchers being accused of this and, frankly, Chris, doing this all over the league, and it's just part of baseball. And if Trevor Bauer gets caught, he'll serve a suspension, and I would welcome him back to the team. I pointed to Mookie Betts when he had Alex Cora for a manager the year he won MVP. We don't know if Alex brought any of those cheating things with him from Houston, but he probably did. I just think it's part of the game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that baseball really got itself into a conundrum by announcing this in the offseason without really looking into it. Oddly enough, in about a half hour, I'm taping a podcast with Trevor May, who's a reliever for the Mets, and Jake Odorizzi, who just signed with the Houston Astros. And so I'm going to ask them what percentage they think the pitchers are using this sort of stuff. Believe it or not, if you talk to most major league hitters, they want the pitchers to use something to get a better feel and grip for the ball, just not something that is going to change the game. Because if you read Ken Rosenthal's column in The Athletic, he quoted one executive with a team that really knows about pitching that said, this is worse than PEDs, meaning it gives you a bigger advantage than even steroids did for hitters and or pitchers if they were using it as well. So obviously something needs to be done. I think they have to meet somewhere in the middle because most batters are like, yeah, you want the pitchers, particularly when it's cold out, having some sort of feel for the baseball. So it's not like a pool ball, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, but as far as Bauer, I do think this is a witch hunt. I mean, why would only one guy get named in the first week? You think he was the only pitcher who had baseballs taken out of play?
But
of
Chris, don't you think, Chris, it's because he's the one that stood up in the last couple of years and said, aha, look what they're doing there. They are increasing their spin rate using some funky goop they got from somewhere. Aha, I'm doing it the real way. I'm not doing it. Didn't he set himself up for that?
Well, he may have set himself up for it, but I don't think that's why the league would call him out. I think the league would call him out because he has bullied the commissioner on its social media. He has constantly gone after Rob Manfred over the last 18 months to 2 years. And he's gotten a wave of his followers to feel that way as well. And certainly with some of the decisions the commissioner has had, then that's the way it is. I mean, I think that the league has gone after him. There's no question about it.
We should point out, too, that although baseballs were taken, so far there's been no confirmation that there's any illegal substance on them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
go ahead, Chris.
They've confiscated the baseballs to this point, so we don't know exactly what it's been or, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, and we don't even know if there would be a punishment. They never detailed it before coming out with the announcement that, hey, we're going to take a more stringent look at something that's going to be on the baseball. I mean, isn't that the problem? that baseball's kind of making the rules up as they go along. What if they do find something on the baseball? Then what are they going to do?
Right. I don't know if they thought this far ahead. They didn't play it out until the end is the problem.
I can't believe that, guys. Are you saying, wait, a sports league didn't think ahead?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Chris Rose is our guest. Okay, Chris, another thing Mason and I disagree about is Kenley Jansen. I just, as a Dodger fan, don't trust him. I think that if you look at him in big situations over the past 3 years, I think he's a declining player. I think his day, you know, he's been a Dodger closer for 10 years. He's been on the team for 12 years. I think they've got to pivot, and I think they got to go to somebody else. Mason says, I'm way early on this. He thinks Kenley Jansen's going to have 35 saves this year and will reestablish himself as the Dodger closer. What say you?
Mason, the only way that Kenley Jansen gets 35 saves is if they play 300 games.
They're gonna win 110. That's plenty of save opportunities for Kenley
Jansen. Yeah, but not for him. Not for him. I would lean closer to where John is on this one. Let's remember who closed out the World Series. And by the way, the Dodgers have not been alone in that. You know, there have been a lot of teams in recent memory that have used non-traditional closers to get the most important outs of the year, right? Madison Bumgarner pitches the final five innings in 2014.
Anthony Eovaldi, David Price.
Yeah. I mean,
Kershaw,
all these guys. Right, against Washington. I mean, it's year after year we're seeing this sort of stuff happen. And the Dodgers have such an embarrassment of riches, they can't even find a place for David Price to come into the rotation right now.
But Chris, so there's a difference between closing during the regular season and closing during the postseason. I'm not suggesting Kenley Jansen's blown more saves than any pitcher in the history of the World Series. So I'm not suggesting necessarily that in October that's what I want to see on the mound. But I think if you're talking about April and you're May and you're talking about June, I think Kenley Jansen had a totally reasonably good season last year, a 3 ERA and 11 saves and 13 opportunities. I just don't see any reason to get away from him unless he completely falls apart.
Yeah, I just think that the sport has changed so significantly, and Mace, you're a big baseball fan, so yeah, we've seen it, right? Yeah. I mean, there are teams that they've kind of gotten away from the traditional closer. And even a lot of successful teams have. You know, everybody's just as long. The most important part of the ball game might be the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Because that's where two guys are on and you've got hitters, you know, 3 and 4 with one out. That might be the most important part of the game. That could be a save situation at that time for your team if you're up 3 runs, let's say, and maybe attack on a few extra runs. And by the time you get to the ninth inning, by then you're leading by 6, and it doesn't matter that you've saved your closer.
Yeah, that's why these guys are asking for guys like Blake Treinen to close. And I understand that. Blake Treinen's got unbelievable stuff. But Blake Treinen, to me, is that critical 7th inning, 8th inning, runner on 1st and 2nd, one away kind of guy, as opposed to the closer job, which is technically easier.
I'm not going to necessarily say it's easier, but I just think we look at it different than we used to. I just think we as baseball fans, you have to adjust your thinking. It's not as simple as, okay, here is the formula. I must get my closer up in the eighth. It's not that simple anymore. So that's part of the reason I don't think Kenley Jansen would – I don't even think he's going to get 30 saves this year. I just don't.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be part of the puzzle out there.
Yeah, Chris, I just don't trust him, and I don't think they do anymore. Hey, well, last thing for me.
I get it.
Chris, everybody, even the Mets announcers, are killing Michael Conforto for the way this game ended yesterday. The Mets won a game at home at Citi Field. The bases were loaded. Conforto leaned in his elbow pad to a pitch that clearly looked like a strike with the bases loaded, and that's how they won the game. And everybody's killing Conforto. I don't blame Conforto at all. I think that's what I would have done. Now, if you want to criticize the umpires for not catching it, and I guess it's not a reviewable play, I'd be okay with that. But I don't think Conforto did anything wrong. Do you?
I agreed with you until I did a little bit on John Boy's Instagram feed this morning with Trevor Plouffe, who, of course, is a Southern California kid, played almost a decade in the major leagues, third baseman, and I made that exact point. I said, I have no problem with what Conforto did. And he said, I do. I was like, what are you trying to tell me? You never leaned into a pitch? He's like, no. He goes, I don't think you should play that way if you're a hitter. I don't think you should lean and try and get hit by a pitch there. And particularly when you're wearing an elbow guard, which technically isn't even a part of your body.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily sure I agree with Trevor. I think I'm more in your camp on this, John. Even Ron Culpa, who was the home plate umpire afterwards, said, yeah, I screwed up. I should have just called it a strike. I should have gotten that right. Umpires get calls wrong. To me, the weird thing is they all got together on the field. Didn't one of the other umpires say, hey, Ron, was that a strike if it doesn't hit him? Yes.
Yeah,
do you think he leaned his elbow out a little bit? Yeah, it's possible. We'll call it a strike. Let's continue the game. Who would have been upset with that? I mean, right. I don't even think the Mets could have been upset with that.
Right, but Chris, the other thing is, you just said something and a light bulb went off in my head. If the umpire came out and admitted after the game he blew it, doesn't that open the door for Mattingly to appeal this game?
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw him draw the fake P in the air, you know, the protest symbol.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I get that like 3 times a year, and I'm so excited because I'm like, it's so childish. Like, can you believe that? They just drew a P in the air, and now they're playing this game under protest because of that?
It's a very good point.
Guys, if they drew the fake P, I'm all for it. Yeah. Restarting it tomorrow at City Field before they play their regularly scheduled game. All because of the fake pee.
The fake pee. Hey, listen, Chris, know you got a podcast to record. Strongly recommend the Chris Rose Rotation podcast. It's available on iTunes and Spotify and all those
smooth,
other places.
Nate. Very smooth.
Yeah, I thought I got out of there pretty well, yeah.
You really nailed it.
I'm a professional. Hey, you got the plug, didn't you?
Yeah, people.
That was awesome. Listen, you know me. I drop everything I do to come on this show. You know that. I love being a part
of it.
I listen to it all the time.
You're the best. Awesome.
All right, be well.
Thanks,
you too,
Chris.
Thanks for doing this.
Chris Rose there.
By the way, Mason,
basically came on and disagreed with me on everything.
Well, do you have a problem with what Conforto did? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see the play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think he's taking an edge. I mean, he's leaning. It's a strike. I mean, the umpire was ready to call that a strike. That was going to be a strike.
I would equate it to flopping in basketball.
It's a good point. That's a very good comparison.
If I'm trying to sell a call, and I jump in front of a player, and I want that guy to get called for a charge.
Yeah.
I might embellish my fall.
Sure,
we've seen guys
on our team embellish calls.
Right. I don't think Conforto did anything wrong. I think the ump blew it.
Yeah, the ump did blow it.
Conforto did anything wrong.
Yeah, I've got no problem with what Conforto did. He took an edge and it led to a win. 877-710-ESPN. Any of the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, we've given you guys a lot of stuff to react to.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Plus, John, you'll be happy. A surprise album from a late great superstar.
Really?
Yeah, that's coming up for you too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, John, so here's the big news. You ready? I knew this would make you happy.
All right.
Fans of the late legendary artist and musician Prince, everybody's read about a vault that is located at Paisley Park, which
is supposed to be like 300 unreleased songs in there.
A significant amount of unreleased songs. Fans, get ready, because a particular collection of those songs will be released to the public this summer, according to the New York Times.
Wow.
Welcome to America, a never-before-heard unreleased album, will finally be released on July the 30th, which is cool.
Yeah,
guys, saving up.
I think I read that there was a big dispute over who his heirs are.
Oh, you know, really?
Like, because I don't think he ever had any kids. So I wonder if this thing takes off and becomes a huge hit, who is the beneficiary? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, right.
They must have sorted it all out if they're going to release something.
I would think so. But a new Prince album this summer, which is exciting.
I mean,
it'll be one of the events of the summer, no question. All right, so we were talking about The situation with Trevor Bauer, Dodgers, by the way, scoreless now. It is the top of the second inning. Walker Buehler is on the mound for the Dodgers. Trevor Bauer, in his last start, had a couple of baseballs removed, or at least one baseball was removed. And it was removed because there was a potential that there would be an illegal substance on that baseball. And we don't know what other baseballs have been taken by any other pitchers. Alden Gonzalez, who's our ESPN Dodgers beat writer, says, for those wondering if Trevor Bauer will face discipline after his baseballs were collected per The Athletic, he will not. I'm told not yet. At least MLB is in information gathering mode and collected lots of baseballs that first week. At most, it's supportive evidence for later. So according to Alden Gonzalez, unlikely to be punished in any way for those baseballs. And it may be that they're not loaded up at all. It may be that there was no substance, that they just took them out to take a look at them. The difference, John, here is, in my mind, in 877-710-ESPN, the difference in my mind is, if you are the guy who stands up and says, hey, those guys are doing it, and those guys are doing it, and look how they increased their spin rate, and Gerrit Cole there, and Justin Verlander there, and there, and there, and there. If you're the guy that's crying fire here, which he is, you can't play with it. I mean, if he is shown to be doctoring baseballs, to me, he loses all credibility when discussing anybody else in the league. And we lose, as Dodger fans, kind of that moral high ground that, yeah, at least we're not cheating. At least we're not the Houston Astros. We lose that high ground.
Yeah, you lose me in this whole thing because I think players on every team are cheating and looking for an edge. And I think that some are going to get caught and some aren't. And put yourself in Trevor Bauer's shoes. He's been railing against this for years.
Correct.
If they never did it, and he's competing against pitchers who are doing this, he's competing against Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander and Charlie Morton and Zach Greinke and all these guys, and if he believes that it's an unlevel playing field, I can't really blame him.
But
you were
the guy that brought it up. It was your
right,
thing.
But they
and the
didn't...
rule is, by the way, very much there because of all the stuff that he stirred up.
Right, but if they didn't fix it, then I don't understand what you think his options are.
Well, wait a minute. They're inspecting baseballs. They are trying to fix it.
Right. So what's the big deal if he gets caught? Everybody's doing it. If he's
well,
the one they want to make it...
We don't know if everybody is doing it.
So you think that all that stuff he's been ranting and raving about for 3 years about the Astros changing their spin rate and Justin Verlander's career being reborn in Houston, completely different stats than when he was in Detroit,
I think there's nothing worse than hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being the guy who says everybody else is doing it. Look at them, study those guys, figure out how they're doing it, and then you wind up doing it yourself. I would be really, really disappointed. 877-710-ESPN. John, coming up, a mythical creature is getting more and more attention.
Really?
Plus your phone calls, and then we got Fast Track at 155. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, don't forget, we got Fast Track coming up for you in about 10 minutes' time. John, when it comes to Huckleberry Lane and Watson's Cabin and Hallelujah Corner, I turn to you with our Masters update. What is going on out there?
Well, first of all, it's Magnolia Lane, it's
okay.
Butler Cabin,
Butler
and
Cabin.
It's Amen Corner.
Oh, God, I got the wrong.
Justin Rose still has the lead, although he was very human today. He shot even par today, 72. So he's still 7-under. Jordan Spieth is tied for second with two other guys. And Justin Thomas, who was Lindsay's first pick in our Masters draft, is one shot back of the second place guys at 4-under. So Rose at 7-under, Spieth and two other guys at 5, and Justin Thomas at 4.
Excellent.
Is the latest.
Okay, good.
Hey, you got
I'm getting a phone call. I believe that's my agent. Hello, agent. That wasn't my phone. All right. I don't know whose phone it was.
So the other day, I'm doing the Laker game, okay? And Doug Mann, who's been a stat man for 40 years, has done stats for every great guy. And we're right in the middle of the game, and his phone rings. It goes off like that.
Yep.
And I'm like, I've worked with Doug for a decade. I've never heard his phone go off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so we go to a break.
Did you scold him?
No, we go to a break, and he was incredibly apologetic. And he said, he goes, John, I'm so sorry. I only have that setting for a couple of people. And he goes, and I grabbed it quick. I hope it didn't go over the air. And he said, you know who it was? I said, no. He goes, it was Vin Scully.
No way.
And then I said, man, I wish I would have known.
Then I would have stopped. Put him on speaker.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug had called Vin earlier in the day to check on him and just make sure he was doing okay. And wow. Vin was calling him back. How cool is that?
Well, in this case, I think it was Lindsay's phone that went off. Lindsay, are you having an emergency of some kind?
No, I just forgot to, my cat needed to be fed, and, you know, there was an emergency, and I guess somebody got the key stuck in the door, so.
Yeah. You and Keith Hernandez.
Hey, do you have that, since we put it into context, do you have that Keith Hernandez thing again?
Lindsay, you weren't kidding about Jason Day. He's 9 over. He's dead last.
He's got to be hurt or something.
Yeah.
So we were referencing the cat and the door key and all that stuff and a cell phone going off. And it all happened the other night in a Mets broadcast. Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez is the analyst and who has all kinds of problems. Hit it, Jorge.
Here's Dom Smith, who struck out in his first at bat of the season. What is that sound?
That's me. Sorry.
This is for, was that you?
Yes.
I thought that was coming from the ballpark. I was thinking, what is that?
I had the. Don't go there.
Don't go where?
I got a slight emergency at home. That's what it is.
Everything outside you okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I thought I had the iPad turned off. Obviously, I didn't. So.
It's
nothing serious.
Can we help in any way?
Someone was supposed to feed my cat, and she hasn't fed the cat in a while, and she used the wrong key, and it's jammed in the door. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in my house tonight.
Wait a second. Dom lifts one out to left, hit pretty well. Back goes Joyce near the wall. It's out of here.
Of course it's a home run.
Keith Hernandez and his cat crisis. So I'm glad you're not suffering something like that.
Happens. Yeah.
All right. So there was, John, a Bigfoot sighting last month on Highway 101 in Northern California, a man named Rick Bates. He says, quote, I was southbound on Highway 101 south of Garberville and south of the Benbow Inn. As I rounded a sweeping right-hand turn, I saw a figure on the southbound shoulder of the highway. I estimated the height to be about 7 feet. While the shape, similar to a human, it was not human. It was not a bear either. Its hair was chocolate brown and very coarse. The hair was not like the fur of a bear at all. I turned around a distant spot and returned where I'd seen it, but he was gone. When I got there, as an avid hunter and fisherman, I spend a lot of time in the woods. I spend every summer camping in that area as well as a kid. I have never seen anything like it. Now, here's a little nugget that changed. First of all, what's your position on Bigfoot or Yeti or these big creatures that live around the world?
I believe in all of them. I believe in Bigfoot. God. I believe in the Loch Ness Monster. I believe in any conspiracy theory I'm in.
Bigfoot is BS. I'm sorry. It's BS.
What are you talking about?
I don't believe in
Wait, there's
in
pictures
Bigfoot.
Of Bigfoot. Don't you buy supermarket tabloids?
Show me the good pictures of the ones that don't look like somebody's in a costume.
Well, Lindsay already said it's Harry and the Hendersons. They did a TV show.
Harry and the Hendersons. here's where I get screwed up here. The sighting of this Bigfoot happened about 1,500 feet away from the Legend of Bigfoot gift shop. A skeptic would argue that it was so close to the gift shop it could be a hoax, like a man in a Bigfoot costume. The flip side is that they put the shop there because there are a lot of Bigfoot sightings in that area, and so what better place to put a Bigfoot gift shop? Does that change your opinion at all?
Well, I believed it before that.
So you're buying it now, even though there's a gift store 1,500 feet away?
Heck yeah.
You're calling me naive.
Yeah, well, you're naive about baseball. You romanticize baseball. These guys have been cheating for years in baseball. You really believe, really, that no pitchers are marking up the ball? Didn't you read Gaylord Perry's book?
Wait a minute. You're asking the wrong question. There's a brand new rule in place as of this year about players. So no,
that rule's always been in place. They've just decided to enforce it.
Yeah. They decided to crack down on it. Exactly.
It's like a speed trap. It's like the cops are.
And by the way, the penalty is ejection and a 10-game suspension, according to the baseball rule.
And if Trevor Bauer gets ejected and has to be suspended for 10 games, I will cheer for him in Game 11 when he comes back to pitch.
I will be extremely disappointed, because I want us to have the moral high ground on this whole cheating
thing. There is no moral high ground.
All we do is bitch about the Astros. If I find out we're cheating too, it totally invalidates a lot of our complaining. Because all the Astros were doing, this is what you're saying, all the Astros were doing was taking an edge. They were getting an edge. That's all
right.
It was. It was an edge.
Right,
just like
they got caught.
Loading up a baseball.
Yeah, and they took
right,
it to
and
extremes.
Maybe Trevor Bauer got caught.
Right, but I'm just saying he's not the only one doing it.
Well, of course not. The only steroid people that we know, there were lots of people doing steroids. We only know about some
of
them.
Yeah, but the difference between me and you is I would let all the steroids guys into the Hall of Fame, and you won't let any of them in.
Well, you would allow steroids to take place now.
I don't mind that they banned him, but I don't think there's any way we know who was taking him and who wasn't before.
Oh, I think we've got actual tests that exist.
Well, we got a Mitchell
report. We've got actual
report.
Confessions that exist.
Right.
In the case of somebody like A-Rod, we've got actually the Mitchell report, which lists 100 names. So we do have names of people that we know were using performance-enhancing drugs. So, yeah, no, I think that exists. And if Trevor Bauer is cheating, I would like to know about it. And I want to point out that we're in this conversation. By the way, the Nationals and the Dodgers are tied scoreless in the top of the third inning. Top of the third inning. We'll keep you up to date on that ball game. It's Joe Ross for the Nationals versus Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. But if somebody's cheating, I want to know. I want to know.
Well, I think you're going to find out. It seems like that Trevor Bauer is in the crosshairs of MLB, so yeah. Somehow they're going to throw something at him.
Yeah. All right. It has been it's Masters Week. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Roger Dunn Golf Shops every day this week. We're going to give it away in the 3 o'clock hour today. Make sure you're with us. Swing by Roger Dunn Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Shop us online, worldwidegolfshops.com. That's what I need, John. I need to get my golf clubs so that start getting
speaking
ready
of,
for this showdown.
Speaking of golf clubs, there's a player at the Masters named Siwoo Kim.
Okay.
Okay. He was just playing the 15th hole. Was so mad at himself for missing this putt that he slammed his putter into the ground and he broke it. And you're not allowed to replace a club in the middle of the round. So he's putting with his 3-wood.
What?
And he just parred a hole putting with it. Wow. He's like in it too. He's only like one shot behind Jordan Spieth. He's in fourth place.
Good
he can
for
fix
him.
It. He can get a new putter after the round, but he can't do anything about the last 3 holes. He's got to play with that. He's got to putt with his 3-wood.
Wow, that's weird. That's weird. Am I going to follow
before.
Stupid rules like that when I go out?
Oh yeah,
no, we're not.
Yeah,
be
all
that
the rules.
Serious.
All the rules are in effect.
We're going to be that serious.
Heck yeah.
Foot wedge.
I'm giving you 50.
Yeah,
you can't use a foot wedge. I'm giving you 53 strokes.
Yeah, foot wedge seems okay from time to time. No.
No. Although Willie Nelson owns a golf course, and it's called the Purden Ellis.
Yeah.
And you can take 7 steps from wherever you are if you're in trouble.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 7 steps.
That seems like a very good rule.
Yeah, if you want to negotiate 7 steps, we can talk about shaving your strokes down.
Yeah, no, 53 strokes is what I'm going to get, and All I need is clubs, and then I'm going to go to the Penmar Golf Academy, which is close to my house, and start learning. Start studying. Start getting ready. Start building a swing for the first time, John.
Okay.
It's time I build out a swing. You know what I'm saying? Swing
doctor.
Looking
forward to it.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Kick the snot out of you, rich boy.
53 shots. It's a fascinating experiment. Many, many people are interested.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, some kid now is in second place. Some kid named Will Zalatoris, who I've never heard of. He looks like he's 12, and he's in second place now.
Wow.
Good for him.
We will keep you up to date on the Masters. We will keep you up to date on the Dodgers as the side is retired in the top of the third. So they're going to the bottom of the third, scoreless Walker Buehler versus the Nationals there. Fast Track is coming up next for you. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.